Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, so today is the day superhero movie fans have long awaited, the release of the four-hour-long Zack Snyder's Justice League. Harry Lennox has kind of a pivotal role in this movie as well. Harry, I love your work, and I'm really glad to have you online with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
They could make a whole movie just about the making of this film, but it's really interesting. Tell us a little bit about your part and how it really expanded, and I think fans that see this film are really going to be surprised.
Yes, well, you know, I think what this is a restoration of justice. You know, that is in many ways. I don't want to get too heady about it. But, you know, I get to play now in this movie where Zach actually really has his opportunity to show what his vision was for this world, originally. So it's, a beautiful movie. It's almost like looking at great classical art in every frame of this. You know, the care, the concern, the scale, the color. All the spectacle, all of that is in this four-hour movie. It doesn't seem like 4 hours. It just seems like a great feast for the eyes. And I think it's a perfect movie for our time in that, you know, we want to have a reason to believe in heroes, that if we can come together, if we can unite at this critical time, you know, that good things can happen. And that's what I see in this movie. I'm glad, grateful, really, to be a part of it. And I think the fans are going to feel that it was worth the wait, yeah, and that all of the stuff that went into its making has been brought to a beautiful conclusion in some way. Actually, you know, in many ways, the movie seems like a cliffhanger, and I'm hoping that we even get to do some more.
Well, a cliffhanger that involves your part, the Martian Manhunter, that could very well be coming back. Is that something that you'd like to pursue?
Oh, yeah, you know, this is, who knew? You know, this is what, I like to tell people that I didn't even have a hope. I didn't, when I was originally supposed to be in a movie back in 2017, you know, I was slated to go to London to shoot, and then the studio demanded that the movie be basically cut in half, and so I got left in the shuffle, and even when I was supposed to do it, I didn't know I was going to be revealed as the Martian Manhunter, so... This is a dream come true that I never even dreamed, you know? So it's been a great surprise. It's all been upside as far as I'm concerned. So, yes, I would love to come back and do more.
Oh, that is very cool. We're talking with Harry Lennox from the Zack Snyder's Justice League, which comes out today. Also, on my favorite show, The Blacklist, as Assistant Director Harold Cooper. I love that The Blacklist is coming back next year. And I love the twists and turns in this show.
Oh, I'm glad you do. We are, we've been on now 8 years, and who knew? This is another one of those things where, you know, when you first start off with doing a television show, you just hope it gets picked up, you know, get some episodes ordered. But in this case, you know, that it's been on this long is a shock. Perhaps not a surprise. It did well, but it is a shock. I didn't think we'd get 8. I was hoping for 5. You know, so, but I'll keep going as long as the fans, like yourself, you know, are enjoying the show. We enjoy making them. So I was there yesterday, going to go in a little bit later today.
That's fantastic. I'll be watching. I'll be watching the Justice League as well, and hopefully we can talk to you again when the standalone Martian Manhunter movie comes out. How about that?
That would be awesome.
All right.
Let's do it.
Have a good one.
We'll make a problem.
Sounds good. Harry, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.